This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Global leaders continue to arrive in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit 2026. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, today arrived in the national capital for the AI summit. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said the visit of President Sanchez will add further impetus to the ongoing celebrations of India-Spain dual year of culture, tourism and AI. It also said that Seychelles is a close and long-standing maritime partner, and its participation in the summit offers an opportunity to harness AI for the benefit of our people and further strengthen our partnership. The ministry said the visit of Prime Minister Ramgulam will add digital cooperation, which remains a key pillar of India-Mauritius friendship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold meetings with several global leaders today who are in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit. Mr. Modi is scheduled to meet President of Spain Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Finland Antti Petteri Orpo, President of Serbia Aleksandar Vučić, Prime Minister of Croatia Andrei Plenković, President of Estonia Alar Karis, Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobge, and Prime Minister of Kazakhstan Olgiers Bekhtenov. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today underlined that India is strongly focused on AI for solving real-world problems. He said this while addressing the opening ceremony of a research symposium on the third day of India AI Impact Summit in the national capital.
We in India are very focused on AI in the edge, AI for use cases, AI for solving real-world problems, AI for improving the productivity in the enterprises, AI for population scale problems like healthcare, like agriculture, like climate change. These are the things that we are focused here in India. And this AI summit brings that opportunity.
Referring to the AI summit, he noted that it provides an important opportunity to deliberate on various technical matters. He urged the top minds present at the symposium to offer solid and concrete suggestions on how to make AI safe. The Prime Minister has invited his Bangladeshi counterpart Tariq Rehman to visit India along with his family. In a letter to Mr. Rehman, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to work closely with the BNP leader to further strengthen the multifaceted bilateral relationship between the two nations. President Draupadi Murmu is reviewing the International Fleet Review 2026 at Visakhapatnam today as the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces. On arrival, the president received a ceremonial guard of honor from the Eastern Naval Command and was welcomed by senior naval officers. The proceedings began with the national anthem, setting a solemn tone for the grand maritime event. Embarked on INS Sumedha, the presidential yacht, President Murmu is inspecting an impressive array of Indian and foreign naval ships anchored off the Visakhapatnam coast. The Election Commission today announced elections for 37 seats of Rajya Sabha in 10 states. The notification for the polls will be issued on the 26th of this month and nominations can be filed till 5th of March. Polling will be held on 16th of March. Union Minister Ramnath Thakur, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, NCP-SP leader Sharad Pawar are among those who are completing their tenure in the upper house. Indian Air Force helicopters are battling wildfires at two fronts, conducting relentless aerial firefighting missions in challenging terrains. Air Force said that a total of 1,39,800 litres of water has been dropped, successfully extinguishing the blaze at Walong, Arunachal Pradesh. Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Ramkrishna Paramhansa on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, Ramkrishna Paramhansa conveyed the message of universal brotherhood through spirituality and ethical life and gave a new direction to the entire human race. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, three matches are scheduled for today. Defending champions India will take on Netherlands at Ahmedabad at 7 p.m. local time, and Pakistan will take on Namibia clash at the Colombo at 3 p.m. And in South Africa has won the toss and opted to bowl as they take on UAE in their Group D match in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.